You're listening to Divine Voices with Queen Diva on www.kpfti.org.
The truths revealed through daily dedication, the love for the art, the sweat on your shirt, the mind, the body, and the spirit at work, the feelings of failure, the hopes to succeed, the battles with questions like should I smoke weed, the water, the thirst, the cleansing, the blessings, the flash of insight, the teachings, the lessons, the grappling and locking, trapping and boxing, the training and slacking, the starting, stopping, and staying committed when your homies ain't with it. Hours of practice after the class is finished. The cause of your ignorance, flaws in your discipline, broken laws of nutrition and poor conditioning, the vitamins and supplements, salves and ointments, the tinctures, pull joints and doctor appointments, the dues, the pads, the wraps, the gloves, the mouthpiece you left home, the taste of your own blood, the hunger, the blocks, the punches, the squats, the crunches, the example you set for the youngsters, the will, the skills to kill or to heal, the separation between what's fake and what's real, the laws of physics, the class camaraderie, the vows of humility, the bow, the courtesy. What's
You're listening to Divine Voices with Queen Diva, sharing your divine voice through life's changing journey.
I'd like to take a minute to apologize for not taking advantage of you. Through all the years you've passed me by, honestly, I really wanted to be mad at you, yes. For so many hours waiting, yeah. I finally know what it means to be patient, yeah. And everything has its place, yeah. And reason, and I've learned that time waits for nothing, no. And everything, yeah, is gonna take its time for it to happen. Waits for nothing, no. And everything is gonna take its time. I tried, then maybe I could change the things that I regretted in my past lives. But through all the lessons that you taught me, I have learned. My experiences enhanced my character, yes. Now as I look back with what I know cause I love who I became, yeah. And when it's all said and done, I can only live for today, cause I've learned that time waits for nothing. Oh. And everything,
oh, yeah,
is gonna take its time. Down to the very last second, and I'm so glad that I've grown to respect you.
Time waits for nothing,
and everything is gonna take its time,
cause things are gone.
www.kpfti.org. You're listening to Divine Voices with Queen Diva, and I'm Queen Diva. Welcome to the show. It's been a minute. I've been busy doing God's business. I'm really excited about this topic. On this episode, we're going to talk about what do you do while you are waiting for your blessing. That's right. What do you do while you are waiting for your blessing? Isaiah 14 and 24 in the NIV says, "The Lord Almighty has sworn, surely as I have planned, so it will be, and as I have purposed, so it will stand." God wants you to know that while you are waiting for your blessing, you shouldn't be sitting still, you shouldn't be upset, you shouldn't be frustrated, you shouldn't be angry. What you should be doing, well, let me tell you, it's three things that you should be doing. Enjoy your life, trust God's timing, and speak life to your blessing. It's so amazing that every topic that I have spoken on since April of 2006, I have experienced immensely. And this episode, this topic, oh my, I have to say, I'm one of those people wondering, what do I do while I'm waiting for my blessing? The Holy Spirit kept telling me on this first point, enjoy your life. Enjoy your life. Enjoy your job, your home, your family, your friends, and your hobbies. Don't get caught up on what you don't have and what you're not doing. Just enjoy what you have right here and right now. Yes, your job might not be perfect. Yes, your family may get on your nerves. And yes, your friends might not be where you would like them to be or act the way you would like them to act. But enjoy your life. That's why God gave you all these things, all these people in your life, all this. Just enjoy it. I mean, I know that it's hard because I can testify. It's hard when you get caught up and what you don't have. But count your blessings that you have now. Count the fact that you have friends, that you have a job,
that you have a home, that you have family. And if you don't have any of those things, then enjoy who you are. Enjoy the evolution that's happening in your life. Enjoy the fact that God is taking you somewhere. And, you know, and just praise God and worship God that you're not where you used to be. Amen. I'm going to be right back. I'm going to talk some more about what do you do while you are waiting for your blessing. On Divine Voices with Queen Diva, sharing your divine voice through life's changing journey on www.kpfti.org. You're listening to Divine Voices with Queen Diva on www.kpfti.org.
Word. Hands in the air. DJ Revolution, word up. Let's do this, kids. Here we go.
A good time, a good vibe, in a house with a court. Good life, good wife, and a little food for thought. I need food, clothes, and a whip with rims. I need God in my life. I need family and friends. Money, power, respect. I need love. I need world peace, homeless to eat. No drugs. I need every race and creed to be one. Every nation, every face and seed to see sun.
You need to listen to this. You need to listen to Chris. You need to have peace at least. You need spiritual bliss. You need a lyrical twist. Do you know what a miracle is? Before we begin, you may need a kiss. I suggest either one from Jada or one from the lips. Either way, what I'm saying, yo, is bound to uplift. You need checks, you need cash, you need intellect. You need to be moving fast, you need that big respect. You need to be rolling in a car, going to a bar that's far, making a deal to make you a star. You need to ask yourself, now do you know who you are? Where you're going? How many steps you took so far? You need patience, you need to control your mind. If you read and don't act, then you're wasting your time. We need better leaders, we need better preachers. We need a $3,000 raise to all teachers.
A good time, a good vibe, and a house with a court. Good life, good wife, fill of food for thought. I need food, clothes, and a whip with rims. I need God in my life. I need family and friends.
And I need
money, power, respect. I need love. I need world peace, homeless to eat. No drugs. I need every race and creed to be one. Every nation, every face and seed to see sun.
You need some meditation. You need rejuvenation. You need assistance right now with your situation. You need some contemplation. You need a combination of willpower and concentration. You need some syncopation with regular relaxation. But you can't cause you're running and racing and chasing. You need to slow down. Maybe you should speed up. One saying lay down, the other saying leap up. You gotta keep up. I suggest you start to speak up. A lawyer, a doctor, a rapper. You wanna be what? Whatever it is, you got to visualize. You need to focus for real and stop living them lies. The time you giving them guys, you could be working upon the goal you hold. Yo, you must realize, yo, you need to be wise. Yo, you need to be alive. There could be no revenge or deceit in your eyes. Rise.
A good time, a good vibe, in a house with a court. Good life, good wife, fill of food for thought. I need food, clothes, and a whip with rims. I need God in my life. I need family and friends.
And I need
money, power, respect. I need love. I need world peace, homeless to eat. No drugs. I need every race and creed to be one. Every nation, every face and seed to see sun.
Give me what I need, do it with speed. Change the situation around, plant new seeds. I roll with a righteous team of adults. Forget the insults, we plan to get results. You can call us a cult, you can call us a gang. But when it comes to hip hop, no, you cats can't hang. When the gats go bang and the telephone rang, telling you to come to identify the remains, that's when you feel the pain. And my name comes as comfort, easing all stress and strain. You need to know the game, you need to know the meaning of your own name. Reprogram your own brain. Ask questions with no shame. How you think you gonna master your craft if you don't train? Perfecting your skill, that's the aim. Perfect your skill and you always have money and fame. Come on.
A good time, a good vibe, in a house with a court. Good life, good wife, fill of food for thought. I need food, clothes, and a whip with rims. I need God in my life, I need family and friends.
And I need
money, power, respect. I need love, I need world peace, homeless to eat. No drugs. I need every race and creed to be one. Every nation, every face and seed to see sun.
You're listening to Divine Voices with Queen Diva, sharing your divine voice through life's changing journey.
A little flower that blooms in May, a lovely sunset at the end of a day. A strange see, I know the goodness of my Savior.
www.kpfti.org. You're listening to Divine Voices with Queen Diva, and I'm Queen Diva. Welcome to the show. In our last segment, I spoke on enjoy life, and I took the scripture from Isaiah 14 and 24. This segment, we're going to talk about trust God's divine timing. Amen. Trusting God is something that we seem to go back and forth on every single day, all day long. We ask the Lord for a new car or a wife or money for school or money to pay for rent, and we want it right now. God is an on-time God, and God works in His timing. How about that? And it's up to us to understand that God knows what's best for us. He's our Father. He's our Heavenly Father. And He knows what you can and can't handle. He knows what you need and what you don't need. So who are we to just get all upset when God doesn't give us things right when we want to have them? When we are walking daily with Christ, it's a process. It's a progress. It's a journey. So as long as we understand that God's got it, that He's in control, that He knows all, and He knows what's best for you, then there's no reason to worry. There's no reason to doubt. There's no reason to drive ourselves insane. The scripture I want to give for you for this subject is Jeremiah 29 and 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. God knew you before you were even conceived. He knew your thoughts. He knew what your desires would be. So don't think that God doesn't know when you should have your blessings. Don't think that God doesn't want to give you blessings. It's a matter of trust. If we can just understand that, our walk will be easier. Just a little easier, and we'll have a peace in our spirit that's unsurmountable. I'm going to be right back with the last point. Keep it locked on www.kpfti.org. You're listening to Divine Voices with Queen Diva on www.kpfti.org.
On the bright side, when there's so much going down on the other side, it's like I live in a bubble with no trouble and problems don't exist. I chuckle and tell them that ain't the case at all. It goes back to the time when I was very small, not in mind but size and age. My papa used to say, you can always look at the negative, but you should always live in the positive. So I try every day to live in that way. And what is and how much they can, and be the first to complain about nothing and life going their way. The attitude's dead and I can't do nothing about, and very happy with just breathing in and out. The ones that when you say let's go make a difference, they'll say nah, that's okay. So I don't waste time on the trip side, cause I do
know the real on the flip side, and I'm crystal clear every day. That's why I say,
www.kpfti.org. You're listening to Divine Voices with Queen Diva, and I'm Queen Diva. Welcome to the show. In my last segment, I spoke on Trust God's Divine Timing. And prior to that, I discussed Enjoy Life. These are 2 points to help you while you are waiting for your blessing. On what to do in particular on while you're waiting for your blessing. The last point I want to share with you is speak life to your blessing or prophesy to your blessing. The scripture I want to share with you comes from Ezekiel 37, 4 through 6. Then he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you, and make flesh come upon you, and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you, and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord. Isn't it glorious to know that God has already given you the blessing? All you have to do is speak life to it. You know in your spirit that God has already said yes. You have a peace, you're excited, it's just a bubbling, stirring going inside of you. And you're like, you know what? I know it's coming. I know it's coming. You're just speaking it. Lord, I know my blessing is coming. Lord, I know my money is coming for me to pay my rent. Lord, I know my money is coming for me to go to school. Lord, I know my wife is on the way. Lord, I know my husband is on your way. Once you're speaking it, it's going out into the universe. The angels hear it, God hears it, you hear it, even Satan hears it. But there's nothing that he can do that God has already promised you. He can't take it away. The most he can do is delay it. That is it. But he can't take away what God has promised you, because God is sovereign. He is sovereign Lord of all beings. So, once again, the 3 key points I want you to remember: what to do while you're waiting for your blessing, enjoy your life, trust God's divine timing, and speak life to your blessings or prophesy to your blessings. I hope this show blessed you as much as it blessed me to share it with you. Always remember, be blessed and be a blessing to others. Until next time, keep it locked to www.kpfti.org.
To die. Cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. And oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. But now I think I'm able to carry. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
If you have a question or comment about this show, please contact Queen Diva on this podcast network or email her at divinevoicesmedia@yahoo.com.